Why, Muri Zimbabwe, Lingali, Chonan, Janis, Uganda, Abam, Togas, Muslim, Muri Zimbabwe, Itaitan, Deipiko, Ahmad Zangu. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, Muri Zimbabwe, on Tuesday, the 29th of December. Muri Zimbabwe, Togas, Muslim, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Unfortunately, Muri Zimbabwe, Tino Urombo, Silusi, Zingembela, due to COVID-19, Pamsana Petrorecha coronavirus, we're not able to give you this program live as per usual. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, I have had to come to you a pre-recorded program from my apartment in Maryland. What this means, Muri Zimbabwe, is unfortunately you cannot join our program live as per usual. You cannot call in. However, so if you're looking to participate, you can either A, when we put out the video broadcast, you can share it with your networks. Or secondly, you can still send us your input via WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. You can send us your input. Tonight on The Connection, we look back at the year 2020. We speak to youth. The youth of Zimbabwe to hear their thoughts on the year 2020. And of course, we look at what can be done to ensure that 2021 is a better year for Zimbabwean youth. Focus on the program is going to be placed on the health sector. It's going to be placed on the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. It's going to be placed on human rights, corruption, and youth empowerment. But before we delve deeper, first up, the health sector, an update on coronavirus. Umkhuhlane we COVID-19. Muri Zimbabwe, as of last night, 951 PCR tests were conducted. 71 new cases were detected. 112 recoveries. 5 deaths, 1 in Bulawayo, 1 in Harare, 1 in Manicaland, 1 in Mashonaland East, and 1 in Mashingo. Zimbabwe currently has 13,148 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 10,705 recoveries, and 354 deaths. So just a rundown one more time. As of last night, 951 PCR tests were conducted, 71 new cases, 112 recoveries, 5 deaths, 1 in Bulawayo, 1 in Harare, 1 in Manicaland, 1 in Mashonaland East, and 1 in Mashingo. Zimbabwe currently has 13,148 COVID-19 cases, 10,705 confirmed recoveries, and 354 confirmed deaths. Now, I'm sure according to everyone who has been paying attention to our program, The Connection, and not just that, but even our Studio 7 radio broadcast, you've come to realize that I am Bella Unkushano coronavirus, Oko Nangempela, and Usakubegla Pambili, Umemetega, Chirocha coronavirus, Chiripo, Chiripo, Chiripo Mika, and Chugu and Ramberi, Chitekechera, Chitora Upenu, Evan, Wakatu, one day, 354 Munika Parisino. Now, this has left medical experts worried in Zimbabwe, not just in Zimbabwe alone, but across the whole world. Medical experts are worried because of something that has seemed to sip into society, something called COVID-19 fatigue. Now, medical experts have explained which COVID-19 fatigue is when abantu, people within society, are just merely not abiding by the rules and regulations set up, not just by their governments and through their lockdown procedures, but also the measures suggested by the World Health Organization that target are preventing or curbing the spread of COVID-19. Now, these measures are practicing social distancing, wearing masks accordingly, and of course, washing your hands regularly or using an alcohol-based sanitizer. This seems to be a problem in Zimbabwe. According to medical experts, abantu people are just not abiding by the lockdown measures and the measures suggested by the World Health Organization. COVID-19 fatigue has sipped in. Let us hear more from Blessing Bande, a medical expert based in Gontu Chusechunga in Bulawayo, who explains what exactly is happening, not just in Bulawayo, but in Zimbabwe, whereby people are just not abiding by the COVID-19 lockdown rules and the rules suggested by the World Health Organization.
So far, corona is umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ukhona. Asimanga ukuthi ngumkhuhlane ocatshangelwayo kumbe umkhuhlane osebenza ukwethuselwa abantu. Abantu bayabuya esibhedlela batestwe kumbe behambe ema-labs batestwe babanjwe. Abanye bengabanjwa ukuthi balawo umkhuhlane wona lowo bayabaleka ukuthi bangakwarantayini. Bese bebaleke kobulawayo begadiwe abanye ngabagade umalayitsha befume bekwamanye amazwe because bayabesala ukungena ku-isolation ngokukwarantayini. Abantu bayafa, iliqiniso elikhona, umkhuhlane we-corona bayafa abantu ngawo. Bakhona abanye njalo abawusilayo kiwo, kodwa iningi labo liyafa and abanye bafa belokhu beku-denial ukuthi balo mkhuhlane we-corona. Abanye benza kuze kube ngathi benza ngabomo ngoba bafuna ukugqoka ama-maski, abafuna uku-social distancer, abanye abafuna uku-physical distancer vele ngoba bafuna ukuhlala endaweni eziminyeneyo bekhipha ama-maski, besondelelane, bekhulume, bekhavulelana amathe bengelandaba calaceleni nje ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ngumkhuhlane obulalayo ongatshiya isizwe singelabantu sebefile. Abantu basayenza imicimbi, kuhanjwe nje emcimbini sigide awukube mnandi kungabi indaba zalutho. Abanye abanathayo bayahamba emabhawa betshintshanisane ngezikali zotshwala kungabi indaba zalutho nje vele kube ngani ngumkhuhlane ongekhoyo. Kodwa umkhuhlane ukhona, siyananzelela ivini ezimfeni. Abantu bayahlala ezimfeni lanxa becetshise ukuba nabangabuthani endaweni eyodwa, kodwa abantu bayabuthana bengavele befike endaweni eyodwa sebekhohlwa ngamamaski ngoba sebefike emfeni bayakhipha bejikelele. Baqalise kwamamaski ngenxa sebefike emangcwabeni sokuthi gqoka nini amamaski, but abantu bayafa sibili ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
Sithanda ukubonga uBlessing Mpande ngamazwi akhe. Blessing Mpande, medical expert based in Kwantuthu Zethunqa koBulawayo. She's explaining what exactly is happening, not just in the area, but across the whole nation. These are sentiments that have been echoed by other medical experts who are in different parts of the country. Now, what Blessing Mpande here is highlighting is a couple of things. Number one is what I just echoed before we are headed over to her, is that people have stopped abiding by the rules that have been set in place by the World Health Organization and the Zimbabwean government. People are not wearing their masks accordingly, which is a very important thing to highlight. When you wear your mask, you have to wear it accordingly. Close your mouth, close your nose, make sure that both sectors are covered to ensure that if you do cough, if you are COVID positive, you either cannot spread it or cannot contract it, or at the very least, it minimizes the chance of spreading or contraction. That's one thing that Blessing Mpande highlights. Now, the second thing she highlights is people are just, when people test positive for COVID-19, abanye bayabaleka, abanye bayakuthiza, some are running away, some are also dying whilst in denial of contraction of COVID-19, which goes back to another thing that we've covered, Pano Pachirongwa Chiruchebe Chiniki, the stigma behind coronavirus. Now, as I highlighted earlier on, this has medical experts across the whole nation, across the whole world, worried about how people are reacting to coronavirus. Amongst them is Dr. Portia Manangazira of the Ministry of Health. Now, Dr. Manangazira echoes the sentiments echoed by Blessing Mpande, but she also delves deeper in terms of what government is doing, A, and secondly, she touches on something that seems to be a hot topic right now, which is what's happening in Zimbabwean schools. Let's hear more from Dr. Portia Manangazira in a clip courtesy of UNICEF Zimbabwe in partnership with the Zimbabwean government. Let's hear more from Dr. Manangazira.
The complacency we are seeing in our communities is a big concern. It is contributing to the increase in new cases and is therefore threatening to derail the national response. People are simply not wearing their face masks anymore. To address this surge, government is strengthening its national response activities, guided by the findings and recommendations from the recent National Interaction Review that I shared in early updates. Specifically, government is focusing on strengthening risk communication, including immediate development of appropriate new messages to address COVID-19 complacency within the communities. It is also strengthening enforcement of COVID-19 regulations, as well as strengthening event-based surveillance through decentralization of call centers, for example. Government is also sustaining social safety nets to protect the vulnerable, especially in view of the ongoing transmission. While the above activities and many of the other interaction review recommendations are being implemented, government continues to also prepare for the rollout of the vaccine. These vaccine rollout preparations should, however, not distract us from focusing on the existing recommended preventative measures. Once again, the existing preventative measures are our solution. Let us adhere to them. Child care services, primary and secondary schools should remain open with adequate safety and surveillance measures in place. According to WHO, continuity of education for children, for their overall well-being, their health, safety should be taken into consideration when considering adjusting our public health and social measures. Number four, countries in situational level three, like ourselves, can also consider limiting in-person university teaching and institute or introduce e-learning. This has already also happened.
All right, shout out to Dr. Portia Manangazira in a clip courtesy of UNICEF Zimbabwe, where she was explaining the interventions that government is taking in terms of the fight against coronavirus. Now, she also touches on what's happening in Zimbabwean schools by stating that Zimbabwean schools are going to be opening effective on the 4th of January, as announced by Honorable Kane Matema. Let's hear more from the Director of Communications under the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, Taunga Nandoro, who highlights what's happening and why schools are remaining open. Let's hear more from him.
As the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, we managed to contain the spread of the pandemic. We have only had less than 600 cases, and we would like to urge parents and guardians not to panic and to also know that we are now learning in a new norm.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Taunga Nandoro of the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, who's highlighting that according to them, they've put in place all measures to ensure umkhuhlane we coronavirus, to ensure that chirwere che coronavirus achiendere mberi chitekeshera muzvikoro. Now, in some statements echoed by, for example, the Ministry of Information earlier on during the course of the year, one thing they've highlighted is zvikoro hazvisi kuvhara nepamusana pekuti hanzi chirwere che coronavirus chiri kuendera mberi chitekeshera pane vanhu. The coronavirus pandemic is spreading in Zimbabwe, but within society. However, what they are highlighting is if the coronavirus is dealt with accordingly within society, it would not spread within schools. So according to the government, the big issue that people are facing is not in the schools, however, it is within society. And so closing schools would not be the correct measures to take. Let's hear from a reaction from the Students' Union. We reached out to Jingani Shoko, who is the spokesperson of ZINASU. Jingani Shoko talks to me about what happened during the course of the year in terms of the education sector. He touches on the schools reopening. He touches on coronavirus spreading in schools and so much more. Let's hear more from Jingani Shoko, the spokesperson of ZINASU.
We had a very, very terrible 2020 as students and the education sector at large. When you take a look at how COVID has ravaged the world globally, so in terms of Zimbabwe, you notice that the education sector, we only had a few months to do our learning, and after that, everything was shut down. It's very unfortunate and fundamentally ugly to comment on the fact that the most affected have been the poorest. Where if you think of students from places like Zumba, Parambafungwa, even Ushinga Pikelele, where we don't have network, people don't have phone, the government has tried by all means to try and introduce online learning, which has been far away from reality, where we have students. It has been a haphazard implementation of the process. So basically, we can talk about a lot of things, but the over and above, we have not had any learning in Zimbabwe, especially for those who attend public schools. But for those who attend private institutions or learning, they have a fairly good year because their institution, by virtue of them paying some large amount of money, their institution has been hard at work trying to implement a better way of learning. But we have had one of our best institutions, like Zimbabwe, the University of Zimbabwe, the Midland State University, even our own instant growing Lupane State University, where they have been pronouncing online learning just on their lips, but on the ground there's nothing. So basically there's no learning in the education sector in 2020.
Now that government has gone further and reopened schools to cater for examinations, and of course reopened doors for some institutions, would you say the impact that COVID-19 had when it first broke out is still ongoing when we look at the education sector?
Yes, very much it's still going on, because if you look at the calendars that are coming up for schools, the government, unfortunately, they see this COVID-19 is a small issue on the education sector. But when you take a look at the calendar that some institutions have released, for example, the Panasonic, they have released a calendar for next year or on how they are going to operate. They have also included online learning, which did not work in 2020. So I suppose we are still going on. We are still repeating the same mistake that we have had in 2020. We didn't say we have not learned anything. And the government, well, if Lupane State University as a state institution is able to produce such a calendar, which means it has had approval from government. So, meaning to say, we are not learning. And as you agree with me, say COVID-19 is far from over. And we have seen some countries closing again, shutting down their main point of entry because of COVID. You have had borders being limited in numbers. We have had a lot of screening being done on borders. We have had limitations in the global flight. So COVID is not yet over. But my main worry is on how we are tackling it as a nation, how we are tackling it as an education sector. Because it seems like we are being ignorant. Because the minister is insisting that we are going to open schools on the primary and the secondary schools are going to be opened on the 4th of January, which to me is an insult to every learner, because he is not saying, he is not bringing any contingent plan on the issue to do with COVID. We have recently had boarding schools being affected recently. We had students being affected by the novel virus. So basically, we are not learning as a nation, and I'm equally disappointed at the way that we are trying to tackle this issue vis-a-vis with our students.
Now, Jingani, you just highlighted your disappointment in the way that government is conducting things with regards to the education sector. However, government argues that schools have to stay open. In actual fact, the problem that we have with COVID-19 is not schools per se. However, the problem is within society. Government says that if you are able to curb the COVID-19 pandemic within society, if we get to a stage whereby people in Zimbabwe abide by the rules set by the World Health Organization, and our medical experts in the country wearing their masks properly, washing their hands, social distancing, and so forth, and we're able to curb the COVID-19 pandemic, it would not spread within our schools. And so government here is highlighting that the problem is not within the schools. However, the problem is within society, which is then leading to it spreading in schools. So the solution that they are proposing is, let us figure out how to solve the COVID-19 problem within society without letting it affect the education process. What is your take on that?
Honestly, to be honest and to be sincere, my brother, I think the problem with our government is on them indicating left while turning right. We have had issues, even people are not being fully tested. You know, I would like to believe if everyone at society level was to be tested, a lot of people have COVID-19. But it's due. I think we are simply living by grace in our country. So if we want to transfer this, the way our society is living, we want to transfer it, or want to take the education community with the same way we are treating the general community, then we have problems. Because at education level, we have students who gather in one place, and I'm talking about a boarding school. Then what happens when we have students gathering, maybe to say they are 800 plus on at a boarding school, and they are now infected? You see, it's different when you talk of a society of education. That is a society of students gathered for learning. Then a society gathered scattered every day, which are doing their normal day-to-day living. So it's a crisis that the government is not really attacking in a way that we are preserving, or we are trying to thwart the virus. We are going to have a very huge problem if we continue talking about COVID-19 on paper while not acting. If as we speak right now, we are almost into 2021. There's no solid fund that has been approved by the government. There's no solid plan that the government has to say, let's say a case whereby we have a boarding school where a lot of our students are infected. The only thing that the government is doing is when they hear that there's been a case whereby students have been affected by COVID, that's when they act. So our government is not proactive. Even the so-called COVID task force, they are not proactive, but they are reactive. We have seen that at Chinoy University, where students have been told to go at campus. Then when they suddenly, then when someone gets sick and they are tested, they test that person. That's when they begin the process of testing. So I'm saying, if the students are going back to school, let us have mandatory testing, especially for the boarding school, especially for the university, those at campus, and everyone else involved. If the government is able to fund for the ministries, for the travel, let us do what is called prioritization in 2021. If the government is really serious about education sector, the minister should be at hand, should be pushing the agenda of making sure that there is mandatory testing for each and every student. My brother, we have been relying on checking temperature and sanitizer. In a way, we are simply sanitizing COVID. So our solutions are very clear. Everyone should do. If we are going to open schools, let us have mandatory testing for each and every student we can afford, and let us prioritize our lives, and our lives matter.
I've spoken to several young people as we recap on the year of 2020, especially civic society leaders. And for them, they are saying that as we move into 2021, one thing they're encouraging young people is not to just wait upon government to come up with initiatives that are youth empowering and so forth. However, they need to figure out ways that they can empower themselves and the people around them within their communities. Of course, there's different aspects of it. There's human rights, there's economy, and there's education. Now, with such sentiments being echoed, I would love to hear from you as a young leader within the education sector. How do such sentiments, fit in when we're looking at the education sector? What can youth do to empower each other within the education sector?
It's important and imperative for each and every one of us as youth to ensure that we try by all means to pay attention to detail. We try by all means to ensure that every step of the way that is taken by the government, by our leaders, we pay attention and we have the information, we are informed. It's so sad when you talk to a youth who simply doesn't even know the current status quo of the nation, the national questions, the key national questions that need to be answered, the political environment. You hear a youth saying, I don't subscribe to the political nature of doing things, but everything is politics. Even when one is eating with their plate, the way how they want their plate to be when they are eating, you know, the way how you want to sit when you are eating, that's your own politics of your own. So it's very important, especially for the youth, to ensure that we take charge. We are simply in charge of our lives when we take charge. But the moment when we are ignorant, someone will take care and someone will take charge of our lives, and we will always be on the back seat. So for the youth, the best advice that I can give to all of us as youth, we should take charge, ensure that we are in charge. If I may remember very well, and from reading history, those who are leading us, they were in their 20s, early 20s and late 20s, somewhere in their early 30s, when they decided to confront the Smith regime, because they were not happy about what was happening. So for us, if we're not happy about what was happening, first step is for one to be informed. We should be able to participate in the national question, that is the national discourse. Three, we should be able to pay attention to what is happening. Four, we should be able to question what is rightfully ours so that we empower ourselves. Because the problem that can happen is that we may not empower ourselves as long as we don't have research-based arguments. That lead us, or those that other generation, they are so empowered because they have been there, they have seen it all. So basically, as youth, we need to take charge so that we become in charge.
Chingani, ngeke siyenelise ukugqiba ingxoxo yethu singakakhulumi ngolimi lukamama, ukuze abalaleli bethu abakhuluma ngesiNdebele kuphela bazwisise ukuthi besixoxa ngani lamhla kuhlelo lwethu. Bengicela ukuthi ugqibe ingxoxo yethu ngokuphesela amazwi amabili amathathu ngolimi lukamama, ukuchasisele abalaleli bethu ukuthi kahle kahle kulumnyaka njengabafundi lihlangene ngezinto.
Okay, ngiyabonga bafunga umbuzo lo. 2020 vele kungumnyaka ongikade ongekho lula, njengoba siqalise sibona ngomkhuhlane we-COVID o-affecte amazwe wonke esijikelele. So thingathi thina eZimbabwe njengabafundi bekunzima, njalo i-government yethu thina ayizange yabalulekisa kakhulu ukuthi abafundi bebe yibo abangakwanisa ukuthi befunde kungela ma-disabilities. Sizakhangela indlela uhulumende abambe ngayo zonke indlela zemfundo. Sigcine sibona evini umnyaka siyaphela, sibona abafundi kade bebhala imihloliso yabo, bebhala kusiba le confusion kungacacanga. So singathi thina ukufunda kahle kahle elizweni lakithi eZimbabwe akuzanga kwayenzwa ngendlela eyiyo, abafundi kade bebona ukuthi bengafunda bephumelela kahle ngempumela yabo emihle. Siyabona njalo futhi ukuthi even kuma-universities indlela kade ama-online lectures kade yenzwa ngayo, it was just a norm kuphela ukuthi iyayenzwa, but eqinisweni on the ground bekungela into enjalo esingathi khona i-online learning.
Hayi, silukandaba liyamuzwa umnumzana uJingani Shoko, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abafundi izinasu mule Zimbabwe. Mangamtshinzi wakho kuva kunaba Jingani Shoko, ndiyeka spokesperson wesandano rezinasu rakatarisira ranotarisa nyaya dzekurwira kodzero dzevadzidzi munyika. Chirongwa Z Connection mwine ni Mike Hove muri Zimbabwe. 30 minutes into our program so far, you've heard from medical experts talking about ukumemetheka kwemkhuhlane we-COVID-19, the spreading of coronavirus in Zimbabwe. Mukanzwa zvekare kubva kuna vaJingani Shoko, who was highlighting how coronavirus has led to how coronavirus impacted the education sector in Zimbabwe. Mure Zimbabwe takakumbirai imi vateereri vedu salicela lina avarariri vetu kuti lisitumezele imilayezelo lisitsho imbono yenu mayelana naloko elihlangene lakho kulumnyaka. We ask you, our loyal listeners mure Zimbabwe, to give us your inputs on what you encountered in 2020 as the youth, and of course what can be done to empower youth in 2021. Let's head over to some of our listeners to hear their thoughts on what happened in 2020 and what can be done in 2021 to ensure that Iowa, Vanuweshi Niki, Vanuwana Mikanaegu, Simuzira, the youth get a chance to empower themselves.
Ngiyalibingelela basakazi baka Studio 7. Ngisithili njani? Mina umnyaka ka 2020 lowu, hayi, awungenzelanga kahle umnyaka ka 2020 ngilethemba abanengi umnyaka ka 2020 ongabuhambisanga kahle esikukhulekelayo kubana usuphelile umnyaka ka 2020 sasifisa ukubana umnyaka ka 2020 mawuphela usiyoqala u 21 kube kungumnyaka ozaba lokukhanya ube ngumnyaka ozosibonisa indlela ozavuma ukuthi indlela sizihambe kahle ngoba nginanzelela ukuthi u 2020 ubenzima kodwa ngibone ngathi kwabanengi ubafundisile ukuphila abantu abantu abanengi bahle bafunda ukuzimela abantu abanengi bafundile ukusukuma bazenzela bavuleka izingqondo ngoba nginanzelela ukuthi kulabanye abantu nje umuntu oyabe phila angakwazi ukuthi asebenze nzima kodwa lumnyaka usifundisile ukuthi sisebenze nzima usinikile ama plans okuphila mina ngiwubona unjalo ningazi kwabanye but mina ngibone ngani abanengi ubavusile ingqondo zabo wabavula amehlo umnyaka ka 2020 ubunzima wona kodwa kunengi abanye abakwenzileyo ngawo nalo umnyaka ka 2020 banengi abangenzanga lutho ngomnyaka ka 2020 ngenxa yokuthiyana kwama situations ekuwe sihlangana lawo ngiyabonga basakazi bethu abahle ngibingelela umthwakazi wonke omuhle jikelele ngisithi hayi ngilifisela umnyaka omutsha omuhle lonke bantu bakomthwakazi ngiyalithanda lonke ngilithanda thandi ngiyabonga okhulumayo ngumamsiza ngikhuluma ngiseBotswana ngiyabonga
Muriya Zimbabwe liyamuzwa umlaleli uyazikhulumela ngempela siyalebuha mama we umlaleli okwele Botswana uyasho ngempela umbono wakhe ngalokho okwenzakale kulomnyaka ngalokho okuhlangene nabantu abasakhulayo elizweni Muriya Zimbabwe you are hearing there from one of our callers there who's are based in Botswana she was basically breaking down that Aiwa two things that she finds is very important that emerged out of 2020 is that as much as it was a bad year, it was an eye-opening year for a lot of young people. It was a year whereby a lot of young people got to sit down with their thoughts and think about what went wrong, where did we go wrong, and where can we go right in 2021. And so she's hoping that every single young person, every single person, every single Zimbabwean will have an opportunity to prosper in 2021 after having an opportunity to sit down with your thoughts for practically a year in lockdown, for practically a year with no economic activity for young people, for example, those who are vendors. She's hoping that you will have time to sit down with your thoughts and plan action for 2021. As you mentioned by Kingani Shoko, that's one thing that youth people, young people in Zimbabwe need to look forward to in 2021. Instead of just waiting for government to come up with initiatives, figure out how to help yourself and those within your communities. Now let's head over to Ashton Bumira, who is the director of Youth Forum Zimbabwe. I brought Ashton onto the program to talk about several things that young people encountered in Zimbabwe, a range of discussions from corruption, human rights violations, and of course, youth empowerment. So I brought Ashton onto the program to hear his thoughts on what is happening in the country in 2020 and where can we fix some of the challenges that we faced in 2020 in the coming year in 2021. Let's hear more from Bumira, Mukuru Wesangano Youth Forum Zimbabwe.
Let me just begin by saying, you know, 2020 has been a very, very difficult year. You know, I think you are aware when the year started, it was around February and March. Then the COVID pandemic then started. So I would say everything I'm going to say, I'm telling you, it zeroes around, you know, the COVID pandemic and the regulations which were put in place by the government to contain the pandemic. So I would start maybe by talking about the issue of no corruption. The COVID pandemic, what it did was to expose the level of greed, the the level of corruption amongst our political elites here in Zimbabwe. You are aware of, you know, the drugs scandal. We are aware of the scandal which, you know, resulted in the Minister of Health, you know, being fired from office. All this, Mike, it happened during the COVID pandemic. It happened in 2020. So like I said, you know, the pandemic, it actually exposed the kind of rot which is, you know, prevalent in Zimbabwe. And what is worrying, I think I need to just say this, is the level of, you know, willingness, the political will, of our, you know, political leaders is very, you know, appealing. Because as we speak, you know, we don't even know what is happening with those cases. The case of, you know, the former Minister of Health, Mr. Obadiah Moyo. The case, I can tell you, it just died. Then, I think in terms of human rights, Mike, if you are aware that 2020, we have, you know, seen an increased number of young people who were arrested. And talking about, if you look at Godfrey Kurawone from Mashingo, Godfrey is a, you know, a member of a council in Mashingo municipality. He spent over 40 days in remand prison. For me, that was actually persecution. He was not being prosecuted. And as we, you know, look back, we realize that Godfrey did nothing wrong. Besides that, when we look at the case of the ZINASO president, Takuzwa Ngadzori, is also another case in point when we reflect as the young people, you know, pertaining to 2020. The young leader of the students was arrested, you know, two times. He spent a lot of time, you know, in Ripman prison. We also have a case of, you know, Namatai Kwekweza. He's also a young person who was doing a lot of work around issues of, you know, the amendment of the constitution. Then when we look at, you know, 2020 again, in terms of, you know, youth empowerment, I think I need to be clear. 2020, it has been a very difficult year for young people. I think you are aware, in terms of our statistics, over 90% of young people, they are out of employment, which means that, you know, most of them, they survive on vending. And with the COVID regulations, most of young people, they were actually deprived of their sources of, you know, of earning a living.
Mr. Boom, before we move over to the advice part, as we look into 2021, I want to stick to the part where you were talking about COVID and government attempts. Government has sent out some money. Now, how much that money is a different story. However, there are some young vendors that have received money. There are some young entrepreneurs that receive money. Government set up the fund that was there through the Empower Bank to help our young entrepreneurs. Now, once again, as to how many received that funding, that's a whole different story. However, the attempt was there. So do you not think that was one way of looking at it in terms of saying government has tried with the limited resources they have?
Yeah, but, you know, Mike, can you imagine myself? I'm a young person. I'm always in Harare. But, you know, as much as there's been an attempt, you know, to provide some resources, like through the Empower Bank, I don't even know much about that facility. And then, Mike, when you then look, for example, for a young person in rural Mashingo, for a young person in rural Matabeleland, in Bulawayo and so forth, then, I mean, the answer is very simple. So my response to your question is most of these programs, they are politicized.
I do want to ask, because I've always asked this question, even to young people who are ZANU-PF members, about this thing of politicizing programs. And their response is always, whenever you approach these offices, they don't ask what your political affiliation is. So, for example, the land reform program, when young people approach saying, I want land, they don't ask you, land, and so when young people consistently talk about politicization, where is this coming from? Because if on the application form doesn't say, what is your political affiliation, neither are you asked in the interview process to say, what is your political affiliation? Why do young people keep having this feeling that these programs are politicized?
Thank you very much for the question. I think You don't need to even go further to see that, for example, if you can use the Learn From program as an example, we have, you know, a number of instances where a number of high-profile members, when they fell out with the administration, we see what happens. Even when we then look at those people who benefited, the people, the beneficiaries, you also then draw the dots, you connect the dots.
Let's talk about the role of the citizens or the role of the youth, seeing as though this is a youth show. Government plays one part in terms of empowering youth, in terms of dealing with all the issues we've mentioned. But if anything has been highlighted throughout this whole year and conversations I've had with other young leaders, youth themselves within communities also have their roles to play. So it's not about just relying on government to ensure that everything's done, but young people upon themselves should take it upon themselves to ensure that people within their communities are empowered or they can empower each other. A perfect example being the Be the Champion program that was kickstarted by ZimRights, where you as a person, you are out there in your community. What can you do within your community to ensure that human rights are respected within your community without looking at and so forth? And so as we cater or venture into 2021, what would you say young people can do within their communities to A, deal with corruption, B, empower themselves, and C, like I mentioned, human rights are respected. What can they do?
Thank you very much for your question. I really like it. And, you know, even at the organization I work, that's what we have also been trying to do, to say, for example, we all know there's corruption. We don't need to belabor ourselves, you know, every day in conferences talking about corruption. We know it's there. Even human rights violations, we know they are there. So I've also seen a pattern even, you know, with local CSOs, where we spend too much time problematizing our situations. Like I said, we know these things, they are not existing. So even at the organizational level, what we've also been trying to say is, what are the solutions? What is it that we need to do to make sure that, you know, we fight corruption, we promote the rule of law, we also reduce the numbers, you know, of rights violations. We also empower fellow young people. So what I can say is, what is important? We need, you know, citizen agency. When I talk of citizen agents, we need a citizen who is informed, a citizen who is proactive. How do we make sure that a citizen is proactive, not reactive? We need to go into communities. We need to teach our communities about the constitution, about the importance of civic action. Why is it important to act in your local community when you see something bad happens? That is very, very important. So 2020, as individuals, as citizens, as different organizations, we need to work on empowering our citizens with information. Because when you have information, you can then, at the next level, you can then be able to act based on that information. I can give an example. You are in a community. Maybe you were taught about issues around evictions, to say no one has the right to come and destroy your house without an eviction order. No one is allowed by the constitution to come, you know, and destroy your home without an alternative, you know, accommodation. So in that particular community, if citizens were taught about those constitutional provisions, it would be very easy for them to approach the courts. And I can tell you, especially in areas like Chitunza, it has happened a number of times. The government, it has lost on a number of cases when residents' organizations, together with, you know, residents, mount litigation, you know, against, you know, demonstrations. So for me, that's an example of how, as citizens, we cannot, you know, continue to cry and wail and to always you know, think that the government will do something for us.
That's what I mean in Rimi Ramai, Babumira. Tishitari sa gorera 2020 ngudombo nya tsobata nyaya tatu nyaya natu yekutanga nyaya uhori tobata zvakare nyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu todzaya zvakare nyaya yekusimudziro kwevanhu vechidiki munyika tishitari sa zvakasangana nevanhu vachidiki munyika mugore rinora 2020 tipewo maondrenyu patotarisa nyaya dzitatu corruption human rights uyezve kusimudziro kwevanhu vechidiki.
Ndinotenda nemubvunzo wenyu vahoyo. 2020 ranga riri gore rakaoma zvakanyanya. Gore ratakaona kuuya kwechirwere checovid, chirwere chedziwa ichi chichiuya munyika muno chichitekeshera pasi rose. Chirwere chakaita kuti vanhu tinge tichivharirwa tiri mudzimba dzedu tisina kwatinokwanisa kuenda. Gore iri nekuda kwechirwere ichi rakaita kuti tinyatso onawo rakabuditsa pachena uori une vatungamiriri vedu nekuda kwekuti nekuda kwechirwere chedzipiwa ichi checovid takaona rubetsero rwakawanda zvichibva kune nyika dzakawanda, rubetsero rwemari yekunze kwenyika anova maus dollars. Takaona vakuru nekuda kwekuti isu muno munyika medu mari yatinoshandisa iyo maRTGS mari isina huremu. Saka vanhu vakawanda vanhu vanoti kudaiwo mari yekunze iyi ndo yakasimba. Takaona utsotsi kubva even kumakurukota ehurumende achipinda munyaya idzi vachitora matenders anova ekuprovhaidha zvaidiwa kunge zvichipiwa vanhu kuti vange vachibetserekana nedenda rakanga rapinda iri. Izvi zvakazosvika pakutodzingwa basa kweaiva mutungamiriri gurukota rezveutano vakatodzingwa basa nekuda kwenhau idzodzi. Tikada kutarisa pamamiriro ekodzero gore iri rakarakidza zvakare kuti mitemo yaiiswa 2020 takaona kuti mitemo iyi yaiisirwa vamwe. Mitemo iyi yanga isiri yemunhu wese. Taiona vekune rimwe divi vanhu vachiita zvavanoda vachiungana vachiita misangano yavo mumatunhu, asi takatarisa kune rimwe divi tinoona mutemo uyu waishandiswa zvakaipisisa even kune avo vanoshanda vachiita zvekodzero vakawanda. Gore ra2020 takaona vachisungwa vachinzi imi muri kutyora zvakanga zvaiswa nehurumende kuti zvoni zvisaita kuti chirwere checovid chinge chichiramba chichipararira. Asi zvinhu zvitaiona hedu kuti kunyangwe hurumende yaikoshesa kuti chirwere chisapararira, asi takaona kuti yakanga yototorawo mukana wekutoshungurudza nekupinza vanhu avo vanoita zvematongerwo enyika neavo vanoshanda vari mumasangano akazvimirira ega vakaita sesu isu takange tototagetwawo kunzi mukangoda kuti mutaure chete nekunzi aiwa matyora mutemo, mukada kuti mudemonstrate, mukada kuti mupewo maonero enyu taingonzi matyora mutemo wotokandwa muchirongo pasina kana kumbotariswa kuti nyaya yako.
Aiwa regai titore mukana uyu kutenda vaAston Bumira nekupinda muchirongwa mukuru wesangano reYouth Forum Zimbabwe. Sanobonga uAston Bumira ngokungena kuhlelo luyamuzozulukandaba uyashombono wakho naloko okwenzakale kulomnyaka lapho besikhangela indaba zenkohlakalo sithinte njalo indaba zokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu njalo indaba zokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo. U-Ashton uyasho ngempela ukuthi ngenxa yokumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 njalo uhlelo lwe-lockdown, phansi kohlelo lwe-lockdown kulomnyaka sibone indaba ezenkohlakalo ezimangalisayo ezigoqela indaba le wayengumphathintambo okhangela indaba zempilakahle u-Dr. Obadiah Moyo oke waboshwa ngenxa yendaba zenkohlakalo kalo ubetheswa icala lakhe besithi hayi uke waphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo. So ukubile uyasho ngempela ukuthi phansi kohlelo le-lockdown kulomnyaka izinto lezi zonke lezi zaphuma njalo abantu abaningi ngempela abasakhulayo babhekane lo dubo lokwephulwa kwelungelo labo njalo udubo lokuthi isikolo sike zavala lazo abantu abafundi abasayenelisanga ukufunda ngemfanelo. But we also reached out to osakhulayo owebandla le-SANU PF umnumzana Mnashe Mtutsa. We reached out to him some stage during the course of the year. Now, Mnashe Mtutsa also commented on indaba zokuphulwa kwelungelo loluntu. Esithi phansi kohlelo lelockdown, abantu kwakumele bahlale ezindlini, bahlale emakhaya. Hayi ukuphuma ngobuningi babo besiyotshengisela, besiphansi ngenkohlakalo ngalokho okonke okwenzakalayo. Lapho yena ubona ngani uhulumende usebenza gadalala ukulungisisa konke lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni. Uyakhuthaza abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi intsha hlala ekhaya, uzama ukudinga indlela zokuxoxisana lo hulumende, ubone ukuthi ungazithuthukisa njani, hayi ukuthi uyaphuma uyotshengisela lapha ngalesi sikhathi uhulumende ebhizi ezama ukuvikela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Asizweni umbono kaMnashe Mtutsa.
Into engayitsho mina ukuthi akula nto okuthiwa abantu bafuna ukutshengisela, betshengiselela imisebenzi kumbe betshengiselela ukuthi inkohlakalo ekhona elizweni. Into esiyaziyo thina njengabantu baZimbabwe ikuthi ukutshengisela lokhu kuyikutshengisela okuhambelana lokufuna ukungena esikhundleni sokubusa ilizwe. UZimbabwe ibe lo mbuzo, umbuzo wokuthi ngubani omele ekhokhele ilizwe ngoJulayi ka-2018. Lowo mbuzo waphendulwa, uzabuzwa njalo ngoJulayi kumbe Agasti oka-2023. Okwakhathesi abantu abatshiyane lokubuza lowo mbuzo ngoba isisekelo sombuso sisegcekeni njalo siphumile, sakhuluma ukuthi hayi i-election iba khona kanye eminyakeni emihlanu. So ukuthi abantu sithi beswele imisebenzi yikho befuna ukudemonstrata ayisoqinisa. Kodwa-ke ekuphenduleni ukuthi kumele kwenzakaleni, abayuthi kumele abe involved elizweni, abatshiyane lento yokufuna ukulisa uhulumende. Uhulumende yenobhizi esebenzisa ukuthi sekuyenziwa i-land audit kathesi, amayuthi kumele apply for i-land naleyo. So kwenzakale futhi ama-mines, abantu aba-apply for mining, ngaba-apply for i-farming, ngaba-apply for land for farming, land for residential purposes, ngaba-apply for ama-loan through i-Empower Bank, ngaba-apply ama-loans through the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Arts and Recreation. Konke lokhu kwenzakala nxa abantu belesifiso sokusebenzelana nohulumende. Manje abantu bengatshona bejikijela amatshe, bezondile besithi uhulumende akahambe, bagcina sebekhutha amathuba abefakwa ngulowo hulumende ukuthi bengabhenefitha ngawo.
Umukamuri eZimbabwe, you just heard there from Mnashe Mtutsa, a young person who's saying, instead of going out there and protesting and so forth, some of the things that happened during the course of the year that led to some of these arrests under the COVID-19 lockdown, Mtutsa saying, he's urging young people, he's saying, please, 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 instead of doing these things that could lead to violence and so forth, let's figure out a way to engage government as young people to ensure that there can be communication between the two. Similar sentiments echoed by Bumira and other human rights activists that the COVID-19 pandemic led to governments, not just in Zimbabwe, but across the world, utilizing the COVID-19 lockdown as a means of clamping down on human rights violations. The United Nations released a statement in July 2020. Let's hear these statements that they released in July 2020, whereby they were talking about human rights in Zimbabwe.
I'm concerned at allegations in Zimbabwe, which suggest that the authorities may be using the COVID-19 pandemic as a pretext to clamp down on freedom of expression and freedom of peaceful assembly and association. Really calling for a peaceful protest or participating in a peaceful protest are an exercise of recognised human rights. We're also concerned at reports of police using force to disperse and arrest nurses and health workers for infringing lockdown restrictions as they were trying to protest for better salaries and working conditions. Now it's clear that COVID-19 has added greatly to the challenges that Zimbabwe faces amid a deteriorating economy and placed a further burden on an already struggling health sector. While recognizing the government's efforts to contain the pandemic, it is important to remind the authorities that any lockdown measures and restrictions should be necessary, proportionate and time-limited, and enforced humanely without resorting to unnecessary or excessive force. We encourage the government to engage with civil society and other stakeholders to find sustainable solutions to grievances while ensuring that people's rights and freedoms are protected in accordance with Zimbabwe's human rights obligations. These include the responsibility of the state to guarantee economic, social, and cultural rights.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard there from the United Nations. That's a statement they released in July. You remember, lapha we abantu babefisa ukuphuma ngobuningi babo besiyotshengisela, but hayi, uhulumende kumele ahloniphe ilungelo likaZulu. Lokho okusanda ukushiwo ngu-Ashton Bumira. But Muriel Zimbabwe, silokhu sikudaba lunye. Like I mentioned earlier on, we want to hear more from you, the listeners. Ukuthi umnyaka ka 2020, godera 2020, makari wona usay. Asizwe nombolo omlaleli wethu okugcina ozabe engena kuhlelo lwethu namhlanje.
Sawubona msakazi, sawubona msakazi okhuluma noBhejo eGoli eJohannesburg. Lo mnyaka kahle kahle singawo negama ngavela zona 2020 umetube unzima lo mnyaka. Manje ngikhuluma kanje sokuvaliwe futhi sesibuyele ku-lockdown ku-level 3 eGoli. Kushubile. So asazi ukuthi emngceleni sokuyahamba njani sibese sinethemba phela ukuthi mhlawumbe hhayi lathi uma kudlula ama-new year lawa sesilungiselela ukuya emakhaya. Kodwa hhayi kubi la kubi shem lo mnyaka ubunzima. Umuntu osebenzayo uthwale nzima kwafana nalo muntu ongasebenziyo. Abantu kwaba nzima ukuya emakhaya. Manje uzwile abanye abantu bayafa emngceleni bezama ukubuyela emakhaya, amadrayiva nje uyabona ushonelwe isihlobo ekhaya wena ongapha, kube nzima ukuthi khona uyengcwaba isihlobo sakho. Asisakwazi nje ukuthi kwenzakalani vele, sisakwazi ngoba sikhuluma nje upresident uqeda nje ukusho ukuthi hayi sesibuyela ku-level 3. So ngezindlela lakhona umsoli ngoba ngendlela nathi abantu esiziphatha ngakhona, eyi kunzima. Ngiyabonga msakazi.
Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard there from one of our callers ethinta udaba lokuthi umnyaka ka-2020 ubone njani. But now also under the COVID-19 lockdown, there's another big serious thing that people faced, udubo lwendlala. Because, as I mentioned earlier on, a big chunk of the people that work in the Zimbabwean sector work under the informal sector. Now, with the COVID-19 lockdown happening, a lot of people could not work, and that led to people facing hunger. Let's hear from one of them, Andy Mai, Vanugara Mwarari. Vangachitana ngurazwa, wakasangaya nazo.
Sazara tajika hili, takali bika nesuru maneru. Ufuwaka vapira, mafutaka vapira. So, tishese shaka vapira, pasisina. Takaba tango jika kadika diki tikasia kutitiko sokwanisa kujika nasi. Ndurura tada ikudzisa hili. Kutiti jika tango jika rakasangana ni maveji risina kana nyama. Nyama taka pesira kujika gari kari. Ameno tinasino jiri ya tina kana chekubata nasi. Sakandu omira nsondi charara masimu penyumala. Suku kwanisa kujika kama chete pasura. Muri yangu haisiku kutano kujika kama chete kwa hiru kita dai. Ndugu shiviro udai urumende edi. Ya kwanisa kutipo chikafu. Vanhu vakwanisawo kudya zvavachikuta. Upenyu hwatikurarama iye zvino hwakaoma. Handizivi kuti ndotangira papi. Ndosanga ndakatuma ana kuti aindotengesa mafreezes kuti akauya nemari tigowana kurarama tisafe nenzara. Tigokwanisawo kutenga muriwo kuti vawanawo kudya vachikuta.
Dzimwe nguva mumba musina hupfu tisina kutengesa mushi mafreezes. Mama vanongoti torei mafriziti nemvura timwe tobva tarara vachiitira kuti mangwana pamwe tingatengesiwo zvakanaka.
Muriel Zimbabwe, muri kuzvinzwira kazviri kuitika ka pasi pechirongwa che-lockdown ukuthi abantu bahlangana lodubo olunjani phansi kohlelo lwe-lockdown udubo lwendlala lukhanya ngani selubhahile elizweni. Hayi, Zulu kandaba, isikhathi sami lapha sesiphelile. Kwanele kwanamhla Muriel Zimbabwe sashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Our last program together in the year of 2020. Muriel Zimbabwe, nathi mchirongwa, we're speaking to youth about the year 2020. What was it like? And of course, what would they like to see change in the year 2021? Aiwa Muriel Zimbabwe, ini riga indro repasi nguwa yangu ya jganana isikhathi sesiphelile. Bona loka lamhla Oliver Lisayo ngenjabulo Muriel Zimbabwe. I go by the name of Michael Hole. Let's meet same time, same place in the year 2021. Muriel Zimbabwe, happy new year. Bye bye.